It's a new era of Sunday Karma. You still have Kyle Wallace. You still have Jason Wilde. You still have Craig Carmson. But
yeah,
Greg Scalzo.
Life.
And Alex Strope in the mix. Yeah, life. That's what
they
I'm saying.
They need me to go, but I don't want to leave.
Exactly. I don't want to leave. I still want to be here ever since I was a little kid. Yeah, Pigeons. What's up, Pidge? I was watching Lady and the Tramp the other day.
Can you say that? Do I need to dump?
No, no,
he's good.
Pidge.
He's good.
I was watching Lady and the Tramp the other day.
Oh, he doubles down.
And he kept calling her Pidge, but I thought he was calling her something else. And I was like, man, in the 50s, like, they were raw back then.
And, some of those cartoons back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, well, there's second meanings.
By the way, every Disney Plus, if you watch any Disney Plus cartoon from, like, the 70s or earlier, they're like, just so you know, if this is racist, we meant it to be because we just want to leave it the way it was originally. Like, I think they're just covering their bases.
A lot of disclaimers.
Yeah, lots of disclaimers on
those. Oh, man, I was about to buy a Mickey Mouse hoodie, like a Disney hoodie yesterday, but you reminded me of that. I'm glad I didn't.
Oh, come on. I actually just bought a gray Mickey sweatshirt over Thanksgiving.
Why were you going to buy a Mickey? Are you going to Disney World?
What's going on?
It was a dope hoodie. The hoodie was dope. It had, like, flats of Daffy Duck, Mickey Mouse, Goofy.
You know Daffy Duck has done – oh, no, Donald Duck, you mean.
Donald Daffy.
Yeah,
I don't
Daffy's
know.
Daffy's now a Bugs Bunny. If you're talking
about Donald, yeah, that's
sorry, Donald. So it was Donald.
Donald has more full length movies than Mickey in his career.
Oh, okay, that's cool. No, I didn't track it.
Wow,
I didn't know.
Why do you know that?
Everyone might be feature films.
Yeah, feature films.
Yeah.
I'm saying he's had Donald Duck has had more feature films than Mickey Mouse.
The best feature film of all of Disney, of course, is Goofy. The Goofy movie.
It's a good take, actually. It's a good take.
Come on now. The Goofy movie. Greg?
I was a Goofy kid.
I mean, of our generation,
yeah,
yes.
Of our
the millennial generation.
The Christmas Carol Mickey Mouse movie is solid.
Yeah, that is solid. But the Goofy movie where you got the Goofy kid and the whole deal, yeah. It's
so are we
one.
Doing Craig's seven favorite Disney feature films, or what
are
we doing
right
now?
Yeah, what do we do? I got a list ready.
Well, here's the thing about the 7 at 11. Like,
it's 11:24. That's part of it.
is it over? Like, because to me, between AI, like, half of like the thing is like just wondering how much people are cheating on the 7-Eleven now. Like, I feel like it's like outlived its technological life here. I mean, I get like when we're guessing we're not cheating, but even that, like, I don't know. Am I cheating? Like, am I looking at anything? Like, I mean, should there be a 7-Eleven in this new era of the show?
I think the fact that if you're even asking the question, the answer should be no. Like, if we're not going into it with great energy and belief in the segment itself, and you having been a part of every 7 at 11, if you feel
and
like...
And I go back to the 9 at 9 when this show was on from 8 to 10.
Yeah.
My thought was, but I want to force a segment like that with callers. Like, I feel like there could still be a 7 at 11, but it should be totally different. Like, my idea, and this may not be a good one... And Greg controls the money here, so I don't know if he'd like
this. I like where this is headed.
Yeah, so my idea was...
Open up that pocketbook, Scalzi.
It should be the 7 at 11 where we take 7 calls, and and it's on whatever the biggest game is that week. So, like, this week it'd be Packers-Eagles. Mm-hmm. And 7 calls, if anyone gets the Packers-Eagles score exactly right, they win cash.
Okay, yes.
I like it.
We used to have back in the day for those Stephen Craig show listeners who've been around for 20 years.
For this, Greg?
Yeah, we had a segment called Packers Score for Cash. It was called back then, which I assume we couldn't put the word Packers and have a promotion these days. Like, we have to be a little more legal.
The green and gold cash.
No,
cash.
But if it was just the 7 at 11 and we take 7 calls, and hey, if it's Bucks Rockets and you're going to think you're going to get the exact
how much
score,
cash
right?
Are you talking?
It would
$94.
It's got to be a rolling number.
Like,
so you
maybe
get
it's 100 bucks and it goes up by $25 each week or something.
I think it's got to go up by the same amount.
Okay,
so if it's 100, then the week 2 and then it like
200, I don't know how
I've
much
got
money
three
we
problems.
Have depending on the sponsor.
Two problems.
Okay.
Okay. Problem number 1 is I don't think Greg's going to commit to this.
Okay.
Why wouldn't I commit?
Okay, that's okay. Problem 1. That's right. Problem 2.
Okay, so never mind.
Go ahead.
Problem 2 is, who is doing the work of checking all of the scores after the fact?
No, there's only 7. It's 7 at 11. That's easy.
Once again, my question is, who?
Right. Well, I don't trust Kyle. Don't Kyle's correct. Not in the
room.
You. Yeah, you, Strofe. Yeah.
I think Sean Thompson, maybe. He's the only one
okay,
I trust
smart,
on this show.
Smart. Yeah,
you've
and
read
Sean doesn't even know
seven
he's on
scores,
this show yet.
And you have one game.
You make it sound so easy. Why don't you do it?
We used to have 100 callers on the Stephen Craig show on Fridays, and we had no listeners back then, but we'd have like 100 people would call because we'd be giving away like $100 or like $500 if you got
great radio. hearing 100 people say the score of a
awesome
game.
Especially, especially because like we would like ask them about the game, and they'd be like, Packers 30-23. Like, what are your thoughts? Packers 30-23. Like, they were just calling literally to try to win their
Brett
cash.
Brett Favre. That's my thought.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. All right, wait. So number one,
that was just two. That was just
number two.
Just
okay,
two.
And what about number three?
There was no number three.
Oh, okay.
You just don't think I'm into it.
You seem like you're anti-fun. Yeah.
Well, you just had to
How am I anti-fun?
You also had to just do the budget for the year, so like, oh, it's not budgeted.
All it takes is for our team to get one sponsor underwrite this.
Every time.
And, should be fairly
and you're saying
easy.
That sponsor would be the hard cost. Like, so it'd be like the Annex Wealth Management, 7-11.
And it's like
and
100.
Annex Wealth Management,
all they're doing is contributing $100 per week. But think about how great it would be if 25 weeks goes by and the pot is up to $2,500.
Or 150 weeks go by.
And now all of a sudden, like, the dollars are huge. That's gonna, like, that's how it should build.
Like the lottery, huh?
Yeah.
A little bit. Like, nobody pays attention to the Mega Millions until you get to, like, 500 million now. All of a sudden, that gets to $1,000.
So you're saying the sponsor, if someone's listening and wants a sponsor, they have to commit to $5,200 a year on top of the sponsorship because they're then putting the money in.
Correct.
Of $100 a week.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm... Alex, now you think there's a chance this happens?
Yeah, I'm open to it.
I hope he thinks this might happen. And Kyle, are you sad? Like, no one's fighting for. Are you fighting saying the 7-Eleven should remain?
Did you say you prepared a list today?
Yeah, I prepare a list every day, regardless of what time it is. It could be at 10:59, or it could be at 9:59, or it could be the day before.
And by every day, you mean 7 days a week, or just
no? He means like one Sunday a month.
Every Sunday,
like
or
the frequency
Saturday.
Of the program.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
All right, what is the list?
Do we want to do the list today?
I want to at least hear what the list was.
Okay, so the list today was going to be because Craig thought that the rushing attack of the Green Bay Packers was great. He said, this is a great rushing. They have three great running backs.
Yes.
That's what he said. Yep. He said, Chris Brooks, who nobody can even think
Chris
of,
Brooks is, really
is a great running back. Yeah, and so.
So you created the list during the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I told you.
I think he's a bad producer.
I was honest. I just said I could be 10:59.
Oh,
it could
okay.
be. It could
it.
Be. I mean, we don't know 10:59 Sunday or it could be Saturday. But this was a today list. So my list was: who are the seven Packers, the top seven Packers with the most career playoff rushing yards?
Playoff rushing yards.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's just go around the horn.
Sure.
Do we want me to play the open? Are we going to do this or?
No, we don't. You know what? Should we do it next segment?
Let's do it next.
Okay. We'll do it next.
Everybody that's listening is going to cheat, though, Craig.
No,
you understand
that? We're not taking any calls.
Okay.
Just in 2020.
Is this the final 7-Eleven in this format? I mean, a decision has to be made here.
Yeah, see, I like rules.
You can't
rules.
Go into next week
no,
without knowing.
I like rules and regulations.
We
got to
put it on the schedule so we can listen to it.
And if it's on the website and has contest rules, do we need to execute it this week because it's on the schedule this week? And like
we've skipped it
and like,
many times.
And Chef Ed can call and like act like, well, I don't know if this one's right, but I had already Googled it, and this is number six. So I'll act like
Chef
I'm
Ed's
not
probably
sure.
texting in Ryan Grant already. Right?
I know exactly. Yeah. Like I remember his name was like Ryan something, and when I Googled it, I saw it was Ryan Grant. Was it Ryan Grant?
Wow, we just throwing strays. This is supposed to be a day of unity, getting ready for the Packers. We throwing strays at our beloved fan.
Oh, we
Chef
love
Ed.
Chef Ed.
Chef Ed's the greatest. I love Chef Ed.
Yeah,
Chef
that's
Ed's
what
my
you,
guy.
That's what you do with people you like the most. Is you give them the most.
Yeah, Kyle, have you ever been to the East Coast? That's what you do if you like someone.
I've been there, had to leave. It was too rough.
Had to leave.
I'm a Midwest boy. But I guarantee you, Chef Ed, within the next 2 minutes, will be texting you some explicitives about you guys. Today.
Chef Ed's my guy. Chef Ed knows where it comes from with me. Chef Ed may not know. When you're talking on the Carbless Handcrafted Premium Cocktail talking text line where Liz is more, I do not think Chef Ed will send anything my way. Chef Ed knows I'm all love with him. 800-990-ESPN. That is 800-990-3776. Less than 30 minutes to get you ready for Green Bay game day as we roll on. It's Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin.
It's Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Aside from a house or a car specifically, what is the most expensive thing you own? Wendy?
A car.
Name an animal with three letters in its name.
Alligator. Name something that's better than being rich.
Poor.
Besides a bird, something in a birdcage.
Hamster.
Something that comes with a summer storm.
Snow.
Something Russia's famous for, Bob.
Russians.
Something a burglar would not want to see when he breaks into a house. Rob!
Nucky Grandma!
Reason you might stay indoors on a beautiful day.
Because it's raining?
Name something you might buy that could turn out to be phony.
Yeah, a horse.
Name a time that most people get up.
In the morning.
A time most people go to bed.
At night.
This is the 7 at 11 on Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin.
Dude, that open, don't rip on that open. That's been around since like 2014 probably.
I just said, I think next time we do a 7, we should make the intro longer so it's an actual like 4.5 to 5 minutes
yeah,
long.
Yeah, so we've started segment 2 of the 11 at o'clock hour at 11:37 now. Which,
we only have, this is actually the last.
No, there's still one more segment.
Yeah, we have one more break after this.
when the show is as bad as it is, like you and you have one good piece of production that was made like 6 years ago, you just hold on to it.
You said six. It's 2025. That was made almost a decade ago.
Was it?
Yeah.
I can, well, the I best can is when you guys would go through the break and then you'd actually come back at the 7-Eleven. You'd play the intro again.
Again? Yeah.
So it was like a good 6 minutes of the 7-Eleven intro.
Sadler's got a recommendation of what we do with the 7-Eleven. What's going on, man?
Yeah, I was thinking it should be $711 every time that you give that money out.
Big money, big money.
Oh, $711 bucks.
You want to sponsor the segment, Sadler? And, you want to underwrite
Greg,
that? Yes, Sadler.
Yes, I will. In fact, and Greg, I love your shirt, man.
Yeah,
oh, thanks,
man.
Appreciate that, Sadler.
Thanks. All right. So, We got to keep things moving. There's a Packard playoff game coming on. People come to this show expecting us to break down Dirty Al Gallagher's life a little bit more. So we got to keep moving here. All right.
Mitchell, Edward, George, Patrick Henry.
Yes. The question that was thrown out by Kyle was top 7 postseason rushing yards in Packers history. The three of us, Strophy, Scowls, and me, have a shot at it. All right. We've compiled the list, and let's give Kyle our 7. All right.
All right. Let's run through them and the ones I feel the most confident and
one by
the
one.
Least confident.
Yep.
Let's start with Dorsey Levins.
Dorsey Levins.
Dorsey Levins is number one on the list with 647 rushing yards.
647.
Okay.
Oh, boy, this could be a weird list. Okay. We like Edgar Bennett next?
Yep.
Edgar Bennett, who's on the wall in the Kyle Wallace room in his parents' house.
Strange.
I mean, yeah, they never change anything from that room. Edgar Bennett is number two.
Well, you still sleep there.
Once in a while. I should have went last night. My baby girl didn't come home last night. I was tossing and turning.
Where was she?
She was out kicking it in the club.
That'll happen.
Oh.
All right.
I told her to. Number three, which I got. Or what's the next one?
No. Okay, so that was Edgar Bennett.
Edgar Bennett, number two, with 561
yards. Aaron Jones.
Oh, yeah. Aaron Jones is on that list. He's number five with 511
rushing
yards.
Oh, so they're all kind of close.
Close together.
Yep. All right, keep going. Strophy, don't ask. Just keep rolling.
Jim Taylor.
Jim Taylor, the legendary Jim Taylor, is on that list. He is number six with 508
there we go.
Career playoff rushing yards for the Packers.
Back then, by the way, I feel like you'd play like 8 regular season games and then the Super Bowl. So like to still make the list.
There might be like a conference championship game.
No, I feel like every other, and when I say Super Bowl, there weren't even Super Bowl. Like, I feel like the conference championship was the Super Bowl.
Should we grab another old name then right away? Papa Paul Horning.
No. I'm saying no old names are scarier, but if let's go with the newer
you
ones
go
first.
That?
No.
Newer
go
ones.
With the newer ones first.
Amon Green.
There you go.
Amon Green is on. I'm doing well. Amon Green is on that list at number four with 521 yards on that rushing list.
Okay, so we have numbers 1, 2, 5, and 6.
4, 5.
1, 2, 4, 5, and 6.
We've got 5 names right.
Okay.
So we need 3 and 7.
Okay,
I have 3 names written down.
Oh, I thought we only had 2 names written down. Not Brockington, right?
No, not Brockington.
Okay, wait, we have 3 more?
I have Horning, Grant, and Starks written down.
Oh, no, Grant, Starks we didn't want either.
We didn't even talk Starks.
No.
Starks was 2010.
So you wrote down 8 names for the 7?
I did.
But
yes,
I thought we had 7 without
and one
Ryan
of them
Grant
we didn't even
Starks.
Discuss?
No, we did not.
Wait, okay. So
no,
who's going? So then
Grant.
We got...
We have Paul Horning left were confident in.
Oh, we did think Ryan Grant? Okay, so let's go Paul Horning then.
Ryan Grant was hurt for that 2010 run. That's why
true.
I think James Starks.
Okay, Paul Horning. Let's go Paul Horning.
Paul Horning, the galloping ghost, the great white hope, is not on the list. Number 9.
Damn.
Told you, man. They didn't even have postseason games then.
Craig, you should have took over.
Yeah.
You've been doing this forever. You guys had a whole break to figure this all out, and you couldn't figure it out.
So did we get 4 right or 5 right?
You got number
right.
1 with Dorsey Levins. You got number 2 with Edgar Bennett. You got number 4 with Amon Green, and you got number 5 with Aaron Jones Sr., and you also got number 6 and Jim Taylor.
Yep. Okay.
So, you're missing number three, and you're missing number
seven. Three and seven.
Three and seven.
Yep. All right. Shoot. I guess
Ryan Graham.
Chef Ed, give us a call. 800-990. Honest Mike. Honest Mike, give us a call. 800-990-3776.
You guys are going to be kicking yourselves.
It's 800-990-ESPN. Let's talk to go to the phones. Let's give you a chance to call now. 800-990-ESPN. It's 800-990-3776. So, Strophy, you came in here saying today, like all other Packer fans, Packers are going to lose today.
Yep.
From being in this positive vibe of Sunday Karma, have you...
You're doing good things for me, Craig.
You're starting to feel like this could be a win?
Yeah, look, you played the game for a reason, right? If this game was played on paper, the Packers get rolled. The way people have been talking on ESPN Wisconsin.
No, the analytics just said it's 50.1% for the Packers to win
on
paper.
I was on this KBN show like a month or two ago, like maybe 6 weeks ago.
Yep.
And I said, look, the Packers... Packers aren't winning the Super Bowl. This isn't their time yet.
You did say
They're
that.
Building
and it upset me.
And I got you and Kyle both going, oh, how could you ever say that? And now it's the opening round of the playoff facing a Eagles team that's limping in with an injured quarterback.
I'm not saying they can't win. And they're not limping in. The Packers are limping in. They lost to the Bears last week. So
the Eagles quarterback hasn't played in a month. That's
I understand that.
In.
And I hope he's as rusty as possible. Don't get me wrong.
And their coach is weirdly on the hot seat despite the fact that they've won 14 games.
I'm with you on that. This is very strange.
I think he's like an insecure Dan Campbell today, like where he like won't be sure if he should go for it on fourth down because the crowd's going to be so angry at him.
I think the Packers could. There are certainly multiple recipes to win this game, but you got to turn over Hurts and he's rusty, so that could work in your favor, right? But you're going to need to turn him over. You need to start fast, which you haven't been able to do the last 2 weeks, even against a crappy team like Chicago last week. So there are some concerning attributes of Green Bay right now.
Joe's a formulator. He's on Sunday Karma.
What is
I don't
that?
Know what that means, though, Joe.
What
What's going
formulator?
On, Joe?
How you doing? I'm good.
Joe,
I work at a pharmaceutical company.
Does that mean you work for Formula One if you're a formulator?
No, I work for Eli Lilly.
Oh, okay, cool.
Big Pharma.
Yeah, Big Pharma. Oh, they, of course, always get the 7-11 right.
Smart guys and gals.
Aaron Rodgers will tell you.
Aaron Rodgers does not approve.
Yeah.
Scalzi, do you approve?
Yeah, Joe, what do you think of ayahuasca?
I think it's a user choice. I mean, it's not for me.
Okay. I was thinking about doing it after watching that Netflix, but
go ahead.
No,
you were not.
I was. You were scared of it.
I was. You, I 100% was.
You would dance around like half naked and be hugging all those other men.
They seem relaxed. They seem like they were into themselves. And then
you,
I realized.
You are the last person, including our formulator friend on the phone, of the five of us that would do
it. Sean Thompson would do it less likely, just if he's part of the show now. And we haven't talked to him, but he's already assumed part of the show. He would do it less likely.
They seem so at peace. And then I heard you do a lot of things, and I said, I don't know about
sure
that.
Sure do.
It doesn't make your tummy feel good.
I think, like, whatever y'all, I think, like, once you do it, I think it's like you have, like, a mulligan. Like, you could, like, whatever you do, it's like.
I want to open up my third eye.
Yeah, like, I think it doesn't count once you do the ayahuasca. All right, Joe, who you got for this list?
Okay, so am I the first one? I have a shoot. Any guesses?
Yeah. Nope. You're...
Okay. All right, then I'll go with, I guess I will take James Starks.
James Starks. He's a smart man because James Starks is on that list, number three on that list.
2010. That one run.
2023.
He had like 200 yards. One of those games, right?
But
did he have two postseasons total?
I think he had three.
Oh,
at
did
least
he?
Two, yeah. I mean, 2010, he was the main back, though.
Yeah, 10 games played. So.
Yeah.
He came out of nowhere.
Oh, 10 games played. I guess
there
that's
you go.
More
several.
Than several. That's at least.
At least three,
maybe four.
But he had 315 rushing yards in that 2010 run.
Yeah, that's impressive. Joe, you got a shot at our last answer?
Yeah, it's got to be. This guy had 200 yards against Seattle in 2007.
Yeah,
Ryan Grant.
Yeah, that's
it's
who.
Got to be.
That's who we had on our list. Is it Ryan Grant for number seven?
No, it's the guy who I couldn't stand. And Ryan Grant. He is not on that. Even though he's a cool guy now, he is not on that list. Ryan Grant is actually number eight on that list with 334 rushing yards in the playoffs, and he only has six games played.
Wow. Joe, you are not only a formulator, but you are a man of integrity. We now know that you did not cheat. Good job. Bye.
Great job.
Yeah, I love when people get wrong answers because it means. But sometimes people,
building trust for Big Pharma.
But sometimes, Big Pharma. You know what? I agree. Maybe I will get another one of those. What are those called? Boosters?
That's exactly what they're called. Those things?
I'm on my 11th booster. I don't think we talk vaccines on this show. Unless it's a partner, then I'll talk vaccines all day.
Or if Aaron Rodgers comes on the show.
Yeah. I would talk vaccines with Aaron Rodgers.
Of course. It'd be a fascinating conversation.
800-990-ESPN. It's 800-990-3776. Looking for one more Packer running back as we go to the last segment of the show. It's Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin.
This is Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com. Craig makes his picks of the week.
You can bet the house on it.
Picks of the week on Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin, presented by Palermo's Pizza, Wisconsin's hometown pizza.
Can't wait to see what happens next.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Continuing on the 7-11, it's the new Sunday Karma. Will Sorrell knock out our seventh? Looking for the seventh leading rusher in Packer postseason history. Sorrell's a math teacher. Morning, Sorrell.
Good morning, y'all. What's up, crew? What's up, crew? All right, check me out. Check me out. I've been a Packer fan since the 07-08 NFC Championship game. I'm 30, so I'm not too historical, but I know my squad. It has to be number 27, Eddie Lacy.
Mm. It has to be Eddie Lacy, which you just, one of you said,
I said
break,
it in the
could
break.
It be Eddie Lacy?
I don't know. It's a good guess.
Eddie Lacy feels good to
makes
me.
Makes sense.
He was there longer than people think. I think it's Eddie Lacy.
I think it's Fat Eddie Lacy, too. Shout out to Eddie.
Yeah, Sorrell.
Who had 407 rushing
yards. Called Cheeseburger Eddie, not Fat.
Guys, I swear I did not cheat. I'm just a natural. It just felt like Eddie.
It felt natural. I
Wait
did not feel like he cheated.
Wait a minute.
Oh, you're calling him out? No, I don't think he did.
So follow up with that disclaimer and
no,
say.
No, if you listen to our show on Sunday.
No, I
trust
in
Sorrell. So could Sorrell be that trivia question answer where he is the last 7-11 winner of all
time?
That.
Yeah. I like that. Yes.
Sorrell, you may have just dropped the mic on the 7-11 if this is the last time we're doing it, Kyle. I felt like the guesses felt genuine. I think this is a good way for the 7-Elevens to go out. I really do. And, you know, of course, when I talk to Kyle, he jumps on and talks to the caller, which is why we've always said he's the worst.
I got to make sure he doesn't hang up and get his prize.
Well, if he wants to not hang up and get his prize, that's his
job. We even say what the prize was?
Yeah, it's on the website. It's a T-shirt of either 94.5 ESPN or 100.5 ESPN, depending on where they're listening.
We go quite rogue, but this is one that has been consistent before I took over the show.
Yeah, contest rules are there and all of that. Now, hopefully we have new contest rules and we have a new 7-11 at some point coming soon. We'll see what happens. But we are just moments away from Green Bay game day. I mentioned it earlier. Huge day for the Bucks as they travel to the world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden, to take on the third-seeded Knicks. How about the Bucks all of a sudden up to the 4-seed in the East? That should be fun at 2 o'clock. That'll overlap. Yeah, Scouts, was that you with the Bucks old school sweatshirt?
Yeah, what's
today?
The story there with the little sweater you got on? I'm used to seeing you in a full blown suit. This is nice to see you relaxed.
It's Sunday
Scousy.
Morning. I'm not gonna.
I'm wearing sweatpants. I'm not judging.
No, but I'm not surprised that he's not wearing suit. But did you go Bucks just randomly, or what was the Bucks thing today?
For this today,
yeah,
I like the sweatshirt. You know, I thought it looked nice. We're on camera now. You know, it's not just a radio show like it used to be. And so, figured I'd support our friends at the Milwaukee Bucks. And
I didn't know if it was also like your daughter was watching, so you thought that might keep her watching longer because there's like a cartoon on your shirt.
I got a video of her mere minutes into the show with her saying, "This is boring watching us
here
on TV."
Yeah. So, appreciate that.
Yeah,
she wanted to watch Paw Patrol, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, I mean, our show's on YouTube. Like, if you think about how many better things there are to watch if you're like 4 on YouTube than this show.
Not even 4 yet. Yes.
Yeah, I don't think we had much of a chance from the beginning. So it is time for our Palermo's picks. By the way, Palermo's today, this is the dream time. I always say the 3:30 game.
Uh-huh.
I already called a few people. But by the way, Sunday Karma crew, Kyle, Strophy, Scals, you're invited to come to the crib to watch the game. I already know Strophy won't because
I will not
be
making an appearance. I need to be by myself. Darkness retreat for this playoff game.
I have four different Palermo's pizzas ready to go for the game, and that is all. Like I was like, if anyone else wants to bring something, they can.
Maybe I will come over.
Yeah, we got Palermo's pizza. That's the beauty. You set it up for halftime at the 3:30 game, and it's perfect. It's like exactly what you need. You don't want to eat dinner during the second half of a playoff game, but like that pizza, it tides you over. And then you could even circle back to it after the game. And
you could time out the four pies.
Yeah. I mean, but we'll probably do 2 to 3 pretty much right away. Yeah. We got to go quick.
All in the same oven?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But I have a pizza oven. So I heat it to 1500 degrees or something. And so then it only takes 5 minutes to make a pizza.
1500.
That's how you want to make a pizza. You want to go high heat, smaller.
So that's
of
like
time.
An actual.
It's not like brick oven.
Does it roll?
It's like a pizza.
Or is it just like a in
no,
and
no,
out?
You just slide it
okay,
in.
Okay, gotcha.
You just slide it in. But it's only 5 minutes
what?
For the pizza. So you just.
I feel like that was a fair question.
What, does it roll?
He has a basketball court in his house. You think
what do you mean, does it roll?
The ones like, when you go into a pizza shop, where it like rolls through.
No.
What pizza shop
no,
did you go? You're talking
like donuts.
Pizza Hut when you were like 12 years
sure.
old.
Sure.
No, like donuts roll. Pizzas don't roll. Like donut holes roll.
He's from Green Bay. He doesn't know pizza.
Like you
that's
flip.
True. I'm not.
Pizza
no
you taste. Flip in the air. You throw it in the air. It doesn't roll on a conveyor belt.
No, he's
belt.
Thinking of literally when he was 7 years old, he went to Pizza Hut and you make your own pizza for the birthday party and you'd roll it through the oven. Like
he's right.
Like at Potbelly's when you put the sandwich
yes!
through to toast
yes!
it. That's what he's thinking of.
Absolutely. What
like a bagel if you're staying in an LQ like for the night
yes.
where like it rolls through like
Craig,
the, like
I've never been in your
through.
House. I don't know what technology you've got cooking in
well,
the Parmesan household.
Bad like I wouldn't spend all this money to bad technology.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's so, a whole money, room huh? with just this massive oven that's
you're
like,
from the Northeast. You're a pizza purist. I
know,
maybe
but a pizza purist, you
throw
the
through.
Dough in the air. You don't do the roll your pizza. That's like. Like, oh, yeah, we also have a room with a computer in it.
Okay, so.
Like it's IBM Watson. It's in one of the rooms in my house.
Because, Packers or Eagles? Who you got?
Packers. Go, Pack, go. I thought the Packers coming into this year were a year ahead. I thought the Packers, best case scenario, would win double digits, lose in the first round of the playoffs. But now that they're here, I think they win today.
Packers, 31-24 over the Eagles. Jordan Love. It's all about him today.
Kyle has never picked the Packers to lose in the history of the show. Kyle, what do you think?
Come on, you already know what it is, baby. Go, Pack, go.
Let's go.
We're gonna harass Jalen Hurts, 34-27. We flying high out of Philadelphia on to Detroit next week. Go, Pack, go.
Let's go, baby.
Alex Strope does not have the ability to predict because contractually you need to listen to Green Bay Game Day with him and every single other person who was not on this show. Enjoy it. Stay healthy. Stay together. Survive today. Thrive tomorrow. Don't settle. You have been listening to the new and improved Sunday Karma. Kyle, send us out.
Peace.
This is ESPN Wisconsin and ESPNWisconsin.com.
And now it's time for everyone's favorite games.